We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today here with John Cox, Superintendent, USD 384 Blue Valley Schools, and Cliff Williams, Superintendent of USD 378 Riley County Schools. This is a pre-taped interview. We are taping this on Monday and airing it on Wednesday. So we understand that on Tuesday, the Kansas State High School Activities Association is set to rule on how winter sports are going to go forward here in the state of Kansas. And so that by the time this airs, that's already been decided here. But a lot of uncertainty right now as we tape this on Monday morning, John, about what that may look like. Some are saying that we may not even see fans at basketball games this winter.
That's true. You know, when the board, Acacia Board, met last week, they decided to put a resolution together for a limited number of games and limited number of fans, or even no fans for some situations. And superintendents were sent surveys to give their individual thoughts, just so that they could have all of the information when they made their decision. And they'll make that decision at the Tuesday meeting. And I know that they're in a tight situation because they're trying to get a season in for our students and make sure that they have an enjoyable experience, but also looking out for the safety of everyone, because as we all know, the virus, you don't know where it's going to come from or who's got it. And so it's just a matter of making sure they're making sure that we're doing what we do and what we can provide a safe environment for our kids.
Well, we saw how high school football was able to go forward and some of the other fall activities. And there was a lot of hiccups, interruptions across the state. But when you talk about the indoor sports, that's a little more challenging, I suppose, because you can't spread out as easily. That maybe that's the biggest challenge here that they're looking at.
Well, and definitely in that winter sport arena is wrestling, you know, which there is a contact. If you look at the overall process of wrestling, they're not 10 minutes in a match, which is kind of our magical number for close contact. But it's tough, as a lot of these activities are important to our kids and to our communities, and it brings the community together as well in a setting. And some of them, you know, even have supper there at the concession stand. And so we've had to make a lot of little changes in there, and some of these are already in place. Both of us have middle school activities that are already going on right now, and some other counties, like Waubunsee County and Shawnee County, we've had events that the districts have told us if their kids come to our place, we can't have any fans or they will not be able to participate. So we've made the choice to honor that, because otherwise our kids would lose out on those activities. And so we've seen more and more of that. And so John is right, looking at Acacia and how they're going to act. Those guys really have some tough decisions, and we're glad that they're allowing us to have some feedback. But on our own personal end, we were already talking about doing some limits with that as well, so we could try to continue to allow kids to have these experiences. Because it's one thing we've learned in this COVID is there's a lot of little things that make a big difference for kids that they can't do, like many of us are not having band concerts and music concerts. We had a football team in the playoffs. Normally you have a big pep rally and it brings the community together, and we had to cancel that as well. And so we try to look at all of these things and see if we can be creative. And sometimes that involves making some really tough decisions. I think all of us have tried to learn that we can videotape these things or live stream them and make it available to our patrons still, just in a different format. But at least our kids get to continue to participate.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting you bring up wrestling. I don't know for sure, so don't quote me on this, but I have some friends who live in Missouri and said that they're going forward with wrestling over there. But of all the sports, that one would seem to be the one that would be the most challenging to hold during this COVID era that we're in right now, because of the close contact. Not only that, but all the tournaments that go along with that, and you're wrestling multiple individuals. You guys heard any insight as to how that one may rule? John, maybe you know something on that?
Well, I can't speak on that. Our district doesn't have a wrestling team, but I can tell you that I've got a friend who has a middle school student who wrestles in another area, and it's a very complicated process that they have to go through at the middle school level, and I can only assume what they have to go through at high school level is going to be as challenging, if not more, because it's a little more physical at the high school.
Yeah.
And Brandon, I can speak to that a little bit. I know some things that they have done is a limited amount of teams in a tournament, maybe just only having a duel, puts certain weight classes just on one mat and limited that way. If you think about a tournament, sometimes kids will have about three or four matches. And so it takes that weight class and shrinks that group size. The challenge is wrestling is a very popular sport, and boy, you can really pack a gym on a Saturday. And so they've had to make some adaptations there. Wrestling all along has had to deal with dealing with body fluids, you know, sweat and blood. And we've had MRSA going around for, you know, a lot of years. They always disinfect the mats and those types of things. So they're able to apply some of those strategies that they've already been using.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. And you mentioned the opportunity now, and more schools are doing this, broadcasting the games over the internet and the various ways that you can do that. And from a radio standpoint, that's good for our industry, because maybe you get kids interested in broadcasting and you can send them our way.
That's true. That is so true. We recently, with all of this, set up a YouTube page and a Facebook Live page so that we can stream our games. They're still working on that process and making sure we have all the licensure and equipment that we need, but it'll be an interesting setup if we can get some kids to start narrating the game and broadcasting it.
And that's a good idea. I know that I've heard from some parents as well. They actually really like it because more extended family can mm-hmm. now see the game that maybe hasn't been able to see that. You know, one the other day talked to me, the aunt and uncle were down in Texas, and they were pretty excited. They got to see the nephew play football, and they haven't seen him play football in all his years, and he's a senior, and so pretty special.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of the fall sports, how did your seasons end up? I've been out of it for the last couple of weeks, so I haven't really been following too closely.
We were beat out the previous week by Andale, and we're happy to say Andale's moving on to the state finals this weekend. And so sometimes you never like to lose, especially that time of year, but they are going to play for the finals. And so we wish them luck, because maybe it justifies it a little bit better when you say I was beat by the state champ.
There you go.
Yeah, and our season, it started off really rocky, and you know, our numbers were down. Having one senior on the team, we look to bounce back next year on our football side. Our volleyball team, they got to sub-state, played extremely well, probably the best I've seen them play all season, and lost in the third match by 2 points. I mean, it was a back and forth battle. It was really good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Well, yeah, it's part of the reason that makes high school so much fun is all the different activities, and we'll wait and see what Kisha rules here this week. Anything else, guys, before we let you go?
I'm super thankful, you know, in this holiday season, thankful for all of the things that we sometimes take for granted that with COVID, it's brought it back around to us, you know. The situation has brought so many things to the forefront about our social emotional well-being and the education that we have, the athletics and all of that. And I'm super thankful for our students who come to school every day and learn in this difficult time. They certainly didn't sign up for this, nor did our teachers, who are overly supportive and spend long hours trying to figure out things for our students to do to close those gaps and do all of that. I'm so thankful for our community and the support that they have shown every day even when we have to break difficult news to them about certain situations. They've been very supportive and understanding, and they've been very flexible when dates and times and things change as we're moving through this. So I'm just very thankful in this time of Thanksgiving to be able to be here and be part of this this school district and this program.
Wow, I don't know if I can follow that one, but I think the only thing I could say is well stated, John. I would definitely echo your very kind and gracious words. And you know, I speak for both of us saying happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners out there. And we appreciate all your time and effort as well, Brandon.
All right. Well, yeah, absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you, and stay safe. And let's get through the rest of the semester and see if we can get things back to normal, hopefully real soon. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Yeah.